Okay, and welcome. Hey, I hope everyone's having a great day. The reason I wanted to do this was I wanted to talk about the different file systems, and I was interested in this. And at work, we've been doing a lot with the different file systems. And so, what I'll do is a series of notes about the different file systems. So, the one that was most interesting is the XT for me. So, I started with that, the EXT. And so, it's the original file system was introduced with Linux, and it's called the Extended File System, or just EXT for short. It provides a basic Unix-like file systems for Linux, using virtual directories to handle physical devices and storing data on fixed-length blocks on physical devices. The XT system uses a system called inodes to track information about the files stored in the virtual directory. The inode system creates a separate table for each physical device called the inode table to store the file information. So each stored file in a virtual directory has an entry in the inode table. The extended part of the name comes from the additional data that it tracks on each file, the file name, the file size, the owner of the file, the group the file belongs to, access permissions for the file, pointers to each disk block that contains data from the file. Linux references each inode in the inode table using a unique number called the inode number. It's assigned by the file system as data files are created. The file system uses the inode number to identify the file rather than having to use the full file name and path. The extended file system, or XT, was implemented in April 1992 as a file system created specifically for the Linux kernel. It has a metadata structure inspired by the traditional Unix file system, or UFS, and was designed by Remy Card to overcome limitations in the Minix file system. It was first implemented in its first implementation that used the virtual file system VSS for support was added in the Linux kernel version 0.96c, and it can handle file systems up to 2 GB in size. XT was first in a series of extended file systems. It was immediately superseded by both XT2 and XIAFS, which competed for a time, but XT2 won because of the long-term viability. XT2 remedied many issues inside XT, such as the immutability of inodes and fragmentation. All right. Well, I hope that you've enjoyed this first installment of the Linux file system. All righty. This is JW, and you can reach me at jwp5@hotmail.com. I hope you enjoyed the first installment of the file system.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.